U.S. farmers remain hopeful for South African workers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This will be the third year we've utilized some gentlemen from South Africa. We're hoping the same team that we had last year will return.
Jason Head is the farm manager for Longview Farms, a row crop operation in Montgomery and Robertson counties in Tennessee, and Logan and Todd counties in Kentucky. And there's been concern as to whether their H-2A workers from South Africa would be allowed to come and work next month as scheduled after the travel ban was put into place from the Biden administration because of the ongoing pandemic.
We've struggled with turnover and finding good quality people to fill positions here, and these guys are, you know, they love the opportunity to come over here and work and gain experience, and there's not a language barrier there, and the ones guys we've had can jump right in a piece of equipment and learn pretty quick what we do and how to operate our equipment. So it's been a great resource for us.
Jason Head says typically his workers from South Africa would come around mid-March and remain until November, basically from planting through harvest seasons.
Them being able to come over from March to November is the ideal time for us when we need extra labor here on the farm to get most of our operations done.
It's estimated there are some 5,000 H-2A workers from South Africa that come to the U.S. each year, and the State Department has just released information that an exemption for those H-2 workers would be in place with the new travel ban in effect for South Africa.
This is a big part of our labor force on the farm, and not only our farm, for many others across the country. We're nervous right now. We're hoping that we can get an exemption for H-2A workers.
The State Department has clarified that agriculture workers entering the U.S. do qualify for national interest exceptions on a case-by-case basis. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.